This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 16, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. It'll be sunny today, temperatures in the upper 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:24 p.m. The Rockport Police Department reports that the 15-year-old girl reported missing Monday has been located safely. The Rockport Police Department would like to thank the Gloucester Police Department, Essex Police Department, and all those who helped in locating the individual. About 300 students walked out of Essex Tech High School yesterday in support of the teachers' union. The Salem News is reporting that the students walked out of the school at around 9 a.m. and went to the athletic field and returned to classes about 45 minutes later. The teachers at the school are working under an expired contract. Lynn is hoping to build a new Pickering Middle School. Anthony Camilleri is reporting today in the Daily Item that at last night's Pickering School Building Committee meeting, the engineers for the project suggested moving the proposed site due to flooding concerns at the identified site at Magnolia Park. The lead engineer suggested a site next to the Sisson Elementary School would be a better location. Building on the Magnolia Park site would likely increase cost of the project due to those flooding concerns. New state representative from Salem has hit the state house floor running. Manny Cruz took office in January, replacing former state representative and now Essex County DA Paul Tucker. Cruz told MSO News yesterday that although he is a freshman legislator, he has worked at the state house in other capacities.
And it's been quite a whirlwind. So I think I'm fortunate when I reflect on my service that I had the experience of being a legislative staffer who served for a new legislator and for a veteran legislator in Representative Tucker and Representative Matias, respectively. So I already had the experience of knowing what it's like to be the new legislator, but then working with a seasoned person. So I knew what to expect, but it doesn't change the fact that being in the seat is so different. And my orientation to the legislature began with a training that all new legislators are invited to in the House and Senate at UMass Amherst, in which the members of the leadership and several seasoned legislators joined us for a three-day professional development in which we learned all about the budget process, filing legislation, heard from folks at UMass about some of the upcoming issues that we need to be taking on and some of the polling, and it was a great opportunity for me to meet my new classmates and to engage on some of the issues.
State Representative Manny Cruz, his full interview will be posted today on our website. And Groveland Police Chief Jeffrey Gillen and the Groveland Police Department would like to acknowledge and thank a Good Samaritan. On Wednesday, March 8, Groveland resident Richard Saulnier found what appeared to be a checkbook on the side of the road, which contained $7,550 in cash and written checks, which brought the total contents to approximately $11,950. Saulnier immediately took the checkbook and its contents to the Groveland Police Station in hopes of finding its rightful owner. Speaking of checks, we have a check on Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat Minnesota 104-102 last night. Jaylen Brown with 35 points. Tomorrow night, the Celts will play in Portland. Bruins off last night. They'll play in Winnipeg tonight. The Red Sox beat the Rays yesterday. Baseball insider Andy Carboni on the latest Sox update.
Sox blew out the Tampa Bay Rays 9-1 at JetBlue Park. Starter Corey Kluber won a second game of the spring. He allowed one run over five innings, struck out six, while center fielder Adam Duvall hit his second home run of spring training. Also in this game, pitcher Garrett Whitlock made his first appearance after having hip surgery in the offseason. He tossed two scoreless innings. The Red Sox have their only day off during spring training. They're back on the diamond tomorrow afternoon hosting the Braves in Fort Myers. Also yesterday, manager Alex Cora announced that Corey Kluber will be the opening day starter, as you mentioned, March 30th. It's at Fenway against the Orioles.
Andy's complete podcast is up here on our website. High school tournament basketball from last night, D3 boys state semifinals, St. Mary's wins. They top Old Rochester 58-47. D3 girls semifinals, St. Mary's wins 70-43 over Rockland. D3 girls semifinal, Bishop Fenwick wins 40-38 over Norwell. So now we go on to the state championship games to be played Saturday at the Songus Center. D3 boys, St. Mary's versus Archbishop Williams at 2. D3 girls, St. Mary's versus Bishop Fenwick at noon at the Songus Center. And the St. Mary's girls hockey team, the number one seed, will take on Shrewsbury Sunday night, 7:30, for the state title at the TD Garden. NCAA playoff hockey Saturday night, Endicott to play host to Norwich, 7 o'clock face-off at the Bork Center in Beverly. That's our update on sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today. Have a great Thursday.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.